要被圣灵充满是一件很重要的事。
It is important for a Christian to be filled with the Spirit.
所以我们应当要求圣灵的充满。
And that is why we need to pray for the Holy Spirit to fill us.
不是只求圣灵的喜，得到圣灵就算了。
We shouldn't just stop at a stage where we have received the Holy Spirit.
因为要被圣灵充满，才能够发出圣灵的能力来。
Only when you are filled with the Holy Spirit can you,
因为圣灵是从上头神那里赐下来的，有一种力量。
Only when you are filled with the Holy Spirit can you possess the power of the Holy Spirit, since the Holy Spirit is came from above.
但是可能有一些信徒得到圣灵啊，还没有体验到什么力量。
Perhaps some of us may have received the Holy Spirit, but we have yet to experience the power of the Holy Spirit.
没有得到圣灵的更新呢、啊，所以跟以前没有什么改变。
Because you were not renewed in the Spirit, you don't feel any difference between your old self and your present self.
那这种人呢，就是还没有被圣灵充满的这个表现。
And therefore, we call these kind of people one who has not been filled with the Holy Spirit.
请看《路加福音》二十四章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 24.
路加福音二十四章四十九节。
Luke 24 verse 49.
主耶稣升天之前告诉门徒说：“我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上。”
Prior to Jesus ascending to heaven, he told his disciples that he will send a promise of his Father.
所应许的就是指圣灵，因为圣灵是神应许的要给我们的这个神的灵。
This promise is the promise of the Holy Spirit, which God has promised His believers.
所以叫他们要在城里，耶路撒冷城里等候。
Jesus instructed His disciples to stay in the city, Jerusalem.
直到你们领受从上头来的能力。
And it says, until you are clothed with power from on high.
所以圣灵是从上头赐给我们的神的能力。
The Holy Spirit is a power that God has promised us, and this power came from above.
所以我们应当能够求到圣灵的能力的表现。
Hence, we should be able to reach the stage where we prayed for the power of the Holy Spirit.
那么这样子才是有得到圣灵的价值。
From then on, we have actually gained the value of the Holy Spirit.
请看《使徒行传》第一章第八节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
第一章第八节。
Chapter 1, verse 8.
这里是所以说升天之前所说的话。
Again, this is also a word spoken by Jesus prior to his ascension.
但是圣灵降临在你们身上啊，你们就必得着能力。这里主要是说，得到圣灵呢，就应该得着能力。
It says here that when you have received the Holy Spirit, you shall receive power.
并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证，尤其是要有传道的能力。
And it says, you shall be my witness in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria. It also shows that you should have the power or the ability to preach the gospel.
圣灵能够赐给我们多方面的能力。
The Holy Spirit can grant us power from various aspects.
但所以说在这特别提到啊，传道的能力。
But here Jesus mentioned the gift of preaching.
因为有传道的能力，这是主耶稣更喜欢、更期待的。
Jesus has hoped and anticipated that we receive the gift of preaching.
请看这个《更多后书》三章十七节。
That's into Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7.
更多后书三章十七节。
Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17.
但他们的心几时归向主，他子就几时出去了。十七节，主就是那灵， 主的灵在哪里，哪里就得自由。这里保罗说啊，神的灵就圣灵啊在哪里，那么在那个地方呢就能够得到自由。
Paul says in this verse that where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
为什么圣灵所在的地方能够得到自由呢？
Why is it that where the spirit is, there is freedom?
因为它有力量啊，把我们受捆绑的东西啊使我们得自由。
Because the Spirit of the Lord has a power to unbound us from whatever chains that we were bound in.
我们被什么捆绑呢？我们是被罪捆绑的。
We were bound by sin.
许多我们的坏习惯、坏的事情、行为改不掉。
There are many old habits of ours that we couldn't change.
我们所愿意做的善事行不出来，没有力量行出来。
The good that we want to do, we couldn't do it.
这个就是我们因为被罪所捆绑的。
This is the result of being bound by sin.
所以保罗说，我立志行善，由着我啊，由着我来立志啊，但是行出来却由不着我。你可以立志，但是行不出来。
Hence, Paul said that it is up to me to determine myself to do good, but when it comes to the actual action of doing good, it is not up to me.
所以保罗曾经在那里挣扎，感觉很痛苦的。
Hence, there was a struggle within Paul, and he felt bitter.
所以他说：“我真是苦啊！谁能够救我脱离这个起死的身体呢？”
And hence, Paul claimed, "Wretched." Am I, and who can deliver me from the sinful body?
后来他体验到圣灵的能力了，他就说：“感谢主，那赐给我力量的神，那个是圣灵的能力，使我脱离了。”
When he received the Holy Spirit, he thanked God that he has been given the power of the Spirit to overcome sin.
所以首先我们得到圣灵之后啊，我们就是要看能不能我的坏的习惯、坏的毛病能够改变。
When we receive the Holy Spirit, the first thing that we can discern is whether we have changed from an old being to a new being.
我所要做的善事是不是以前做不到，我现在能够做出来了。
The good that we wanted to do, can we actually do it now?
那这样子才能够表现你是在得到圣灵充满的能力啊。
And this way, it will show whether you have received the power of the Holy Spirit.
我得圣灵的时候啊，当时相当充满的。
When I received the Holy Spirit, I was filled with the Spirit.
不但身体震动得很厉害啊，一直在哭。
Not only was my body shaking, but I was also weeping.
我的哭的原因呢，就是我进到祷告室去祷告的时候，看一位弟兄啊唱很好听的灵歌。
When I went in to pray, I saw a brother. I was singing a spiritual song.
我就认为这位弟兄好像是在唱希伯来的歌了，希伯来文的歌。
To me, I thought this brother was singing a Hebrew song.
当时心里有这么感觉。
But there was a feeling in me.
但是一方面，想这位弟兄只有国民学校小学毕业啊，连英文都不懂了，怎么能够唱希伯来文的歌呢？
That was just a thought in me because I knew this brother has not even graduated from elementary school. He doesn't even speak English, so how could he speak Hebrew?
这么一想呢，那就知道啊，这个真是神使他唱的了，不然他怎么能够唱的这么好听的歌啊。
So, and then a thought flashed into my mind that it must be God who made him sing this Hebrew song.
那么就感觉啊，神真是在这里与我们同在了。
I truly felt that God was there, he was with us.
过去我怎么不认识他
I didn't know God in the past.
不相信他。
I don't believe in him in the past.
神明明在这位弟兄唱的灵歌啊，显现在这里，所以我受了很大的感动啊，一直的流下泪了。
but I can feel the presence of God in the song of this brother, and so I wept.
这些泪啊，所流的泪啊，一方面懊悔，痛悔我以前不认识啊，这位在天上的父。
The tears that I wept was for the past that I did not know God, and I truly repented.
那么所喜的呢，就是感谢神，今天神啊向我显现，所能够认识他。
These tears are also tears of joy because finally today I have come to know God and He has revealed Himself to me.
身体震动得很厉害啊！当时我这个手表的链子啊都被我震断了。
And my body was shaking very hard, even the leather on my watch broke.
那么一直哭了几十分钟啊！我认为我的父母去世的时候，我大概还没有哭得这么厉害。
I wept for a period of more than 10 minutes. I believe that when my parents passed away, I didn't even weep that bad.
那这个是我当时受圣灵的这个情况。
And that was what happened to me when I received the Holy Spirit.
因为我一直的震动，一直的哭啊，也不知道，不知道我自己已经受灵验了，舌头已经震动了。
Because my body was shaking and I was weeping, I didn't know that my tongue had started to roll.
在后面有一起祷告的弟兄啊，说恭喜你啊，你得到圣灵了。
A brother who was praying just behind me congratulated me, saying you have received the Holy Spirit.
我得到圣灵的感动啊，已经有好几个月了，但是没有说灵验。
I have been moved by the Holy Spirit for a few months, but have yet to speak in tongue.
就是那一天神向我显现了，感动的啊，我。身体震动，一直流泪，啊，而得到神。
It is that day when God revealed Himself to me that I was so moved, I wept, in my prayers.
因此，第二天早晨呐、啊，我眼睛一张开啊，看到天亮了，就睡不着了。
The next morning when I saw the sun was up, I couldn't sleep anymore.
以前我都是很贪睡啊，早晨起不来的。
I used to sleep a lot, and I couldn't get up early in the morning.
我在学校教书啊，也被任命为导师。导师啊。
While I was teaching in school, I was appointed to be the guidance teacher.
那么，校长规定啊。导师早晨七点就要到学校来监督学生自修。
The principal has instructed all the guidance teachers to come to school at 7 in the morning to look after the students.
上课是八点开始啊，导师要特别提早一小时来学校。
Class starts at 8 a.m. but the guidance teachers have to come to school 1 hour earlier.
那么以前我都是很贪睡，起不来，没有早起的习惯。
In the past, I don't have this habit of getting up early in the morning.
所以常常迟到。
I was often late.
那赶快啊，骑脚踏车跑到学校来，赶快要上楼梯到我的教室去啊。哎，刚好校长啊去巡回一圈呢、啊，要下来，常常在楼梯啊或者走廊啊碰到。
And since I was late, I would ride my bicycle quickly to school or run up the stairs to my class. And usually at that time, the principal would have taken his walk around the school, and I would often meet him at the stairs.
那感觉这样不好意思啊，那么给校长也不好印象啊。明天会早起来不可。
And I often felt embarrassed because I was being caught for tardiness, and so I often said to myself, I should get up early tomorrow morning.
但是立志行善，由得我啊，行出来去，由不得我。
Making this determination is up to me, but the actual action of getting up early in the morning is not up to me.
仍然是常常迟到。
And as a result, I was often late.
得到圣灵之后呢，第二天我眼睛张开啊，看天亮了，想睡睡不着、啊。
And after I received the Holy Spirit, the next morning when I got up, it was already dawn. I wanted to go back to sleep, but I couldn't.
要到学校还早啊，我就到教会去祷告，因为台中教会啊，每天早晨都有早晨祷告会。
It was still too early to go to school, so I would go to Taichung Church to pray.
这是啊，那么这种参加早晨祷告会啊，我差不多继续好多年的。
And I have attended this morning prayer for a number of years.
那么这个是圣灵赐给我的力量。
And I believe this is the power that the Holy Spirit has granted me.
第二件更加感谢的。就是原来我脾气很不好的。
The second that I want to give thanks to God is that I used to have very bad temper.
在学校有人在教会里面啊，认识我年轻的时候的信徒啊，都知道。
And most of the younger believers in those days would knew that I have a very bad temper.
所以一般学生青年呐、啊、都怕我的。
Most of my students and the youth were afraid of me.
因为我受过日本教育啊，啊，严格的日本教育啊，啊，受他的影响啊，我对啊，对光复之后的这个中国的啊，这个教育啊，虽然教育厅啊都已经有命令不能啊，这个打学生。
Because I was educated in the very conservative and strict Japanese way, after the Japanese occupation, I still carried on this way.
但是感谢神，我都哦，都以过去的那个方法呢，来教训学生，来打学生。
Even though the Minister of Education have instructed teachers not to strike students, but because of my Japanese education background, I often would still hit my students.
没有受教育厅的什么惩罚，也没有被家长控告。
I haven't been warned by the Minister of Education, nor was I sued by my students' parents.
那时代不同了。
But times have changed now.
光复不久嘛。
That was shortly after the Japanese occupation.
假如现在的话呢，大概就不行了。
If this were to carry on today, things would have changed.
那么初中的学生啊，正好是反抗期啊，很不听话的啦。
The students during the secondary schools are rebellious at that age.
但是我就照样骂啊，或者叫他出去，或者要让他站起来。
But I would scold my students, tell them to stand up, or punish them by chasing them out of the class.
班上有一个太保学生。
I have a student who was a gangster.
有一次检查书包的时候啊，放了一把短刀。
Once when I was checking his bag, I found a knife.
所以我就到他的这个家里啊，这家庭访问。
I went to visit his family.
那么他的父亲很摇头啊。
And I saw his father shaking his head.
我说这个孩子没有办法了。
I told the parents that there's nothing I can do to help their son.
就是骂他不听，打他也不听，还要说把我打死好了。
I scolded him, I beat him up, but he often said to me that you might as well beat me to death.
好，第二天我到学校来把这个学生叫来。
So the second day, I called a student to me.
你说，叫你父亲把你打死好吗？
And I said to him, did you tell your parents to beat you to death?
真的这样子，我就啪就打下去了。
And I raised my hand and strike him.
那真的打是没有关系吗？啪啪啪。
And I continued striking him.
不敢讲话。
And the boy didn't say anything.
那这个可能是时代不同了。如果现在要叫他们的这是一些太保们啊来杀我也说不定。
But times have changed. If it happened today, I'm sure he would gather his other brothers to come and kill me.
但是当时我这样对学生的这么凶啊，还是平安无事的。这个获得神的保佑啊。
But I still thank God that even though I was so strict with my students. Nothing bad has come upon me.
因为那个时候我还没信主。
That time I was a non-believer.
所以我真是苦啊，这个在学校发个脾气啊，不容易消啊。
And I am indeed wretched because the temper that I have flared was indeed enormous.
所以回到家，这个气啊还没消散呢、啊，啊，无缘无故的对妻子、孩子啊，都乱发脾气啊。
And by the time I went home, I was still angry, so I would be mad with my wife and my children.
那么在如果在家庭发的脾气啊，带到学校，这个看到学生不顺眼，就叫他出去站起来。
And if I am angry at home, I will bring my anger to school, and when I saw my students, I will tell them to either stand up or to get out of the class.
所以我不但在学校，在教会，也是被认为是一个可怕的老师。
So, not only in school, but in the church, many young people saw me as a very frightful teacher.
传道啦，长子啦，负责人还不跟怎么样对信徒啊啊这个责备什么？我看他不顺眼，我就是责备啊。
At that time, preachers and deacons usually do not rebuke members.
学生灵会啊，很多都迟到，中午时间吃了饭了，到外面不知道去买什么东西吃啊。那么我都站在门口，看迟到的人哪些人。
And during the student spiritual convocation, at lunchtime, the students may go out to buy food, and they would often be late coming back. So I would stand at the gate, and to see which ones were late.
迟到进来，我都一一的骂。你叫什么名字
？So those who were caught late, I would scold them.
其实这个我变成我的个性，我的脾气，我的习惯了。
My bad temper has become a part of me. It's become a characteristic of mine.
其实骂人打人不是舒服的事啊，自己倒气得不得了啊。
Actually, scolding others is not a very nice or a comforting thing to do for me personally because I myself get angry.
真是想要改也改不了的啦。
I wanted to change, but I couldn't.
但是，当时改不了的时候，我用什么办法来消散这个气呢
？When I couldn't change, what can I do to get rid of my anger?
下课之后就去看电影。
So after.Classes were over, I would go over to the theaters.
在看电影的时候还好啊，我也会忘记的。
So when watching the movie, I would forget my anger.
电影完了，突然这个气怎么还留着、啊、
？After the movie is over, I can still feel my anger.
那这样回去不行了，再看一场啊，到别的戏院再看一场。
So I would go over to another theater to watch another movie.
用这个办法想要消我的气啊，都消不了。
That is the way that I used to try to get rid of my anger.
感谢神，我得圣灵之后啊，我一气啊，来祷告吧，祷告看看。
But after I receive the Holy Spirit, every time I get angry, I would pray.
所以我刚刚得圣灵的时候啊，圣灵相当充满。
So when I first received the Holy Spirit, I was filled with the Holy Spirit.
我就祷告啊，出灵言啊，身体震动啊，没有三五分钟，好了，没有了。这个是我们体验到圣灵的可贵。
So、each time I get angry, I will kneel down to pray. So after 3 to 5 minutes, the anger is gone. That is my own experience.
我是民国大概47年吧，5、6月得到圣灵。
I received the Holy Spirit in 1958 in around May or June.
以前7、8月的时候，开学生灵会啊。在那个时候啊，也有一次洗，现在大概没有了。
It was in the summer, in July or August, that student spiritual convocations were held.
所以林务真长老啦，一些长老传道啊，都劝我，他们原来以为我得到圣灵了嘛，大概这次会受洗啊。
And usually around a student spiritual convocation, they would also hold a baptism. So many elders saw that I have received the Holy Spirit, encouraged me to be baptized.
但是我没有报名要受洗。
However, I did not register for baptism.
所以他们就感觉奇怪，就来劝我。
So they were puzzled. They came and to encourage me to receive baptism.
你已经得到圣灵了，已经尝到天恩的滋味了，你还愁属什么呢？应该要赶快受洗。
They said to me that you have received the Holy Spirit, you have tasted the joy of heaven, so what are you waiting for?
假如你不受洗啊，或者圣灵会离开哦。
They said to me, if you do not baptize, the Holy Spirit may leave you.
他说圣灵会离开，我就怕起来了。
So when they said this, I fear.
圣灵离开我就糟了，我这个脾气没有办法改了。
If the Holy Spirit were to depart from me, then I would be in trouble because my anger.
但是我还有问题没有解决呢。
But I still have several problems to deal with.
什么问题呢？
What are my problems?
我上面有五个姐姐，下面有一个妹妹，这个男孩只有我一个人。
I am the only boy at home. I have five older sisters and one younger sister.
本来富国上我是三男呐，所以上面有两个哥哥才对啊。
I was supposed to have three older brothers.
但是女的都留下来，两个哥哥男的都要死了。But
my brothers all died young.
所以我父母以为他们没有儿子命了。
My parents thought that they will never have a son.
所以当我出生的时候啊，我想我的父母一喜一忧的。So
when I was born, I believe my parents were happy and sad at the same time.
所高兴的呢，就是啊，又生了一个儿子，这个很高兴啊。They
were happy because they have finally had another boy.
但是想不到，说不定啊。 这个孩子啊，像两个哥哥一样，不久就要将死了吧？这个是他所有的。They
were also worried that I might die young, like my brothers.
所以用人没有办法嘛，就拜托神来保佑吧。So
they asked the gods to protect me.
所以把我送给我村庄的一位神呐，做儿子的。So
they gave me over to one of their village gods as a son.
而且我是唯一男孩子。
And since I am the only boy at home,
要传宗接代拜祖宗啊。
I need to carry on the family name. I need to worship my ancestors.
这个问题又要怎么解决？
So again, this poses a problem to me.
所以当我在求道的时候呢，那么。 我的亲戚啊，那个时候父母已经不在了。假如父母在的话，大概我没有办法信。我的亲戚啊就告诉我啊，你去听没有关系的，但是你不要接受洗礼了。So
when I went to seek the truth in the church, my relatives said to me that it's all right for you to go to listen to the sermons, but do not become a member. At that time, both my parents had passed away.
我说我不会了，我就听听就是了。And
I assured my relatives that I won't be a member. I would just go there to listen to the truth.
实在我也没有意思想要受洗的。And
neither have I ever thought of wanting to be a member.
所以前面已经有好几次洗礼，灵恩会洗礼的机会啊，因为我求道很热心呐。 所以负责人传道，每次灵恩会的时候就来劝我了。
I am a very fervent truth seeker, so I have passed up many opportunities of baptism.
那么我都拒绝，我都还没到那个时候。
So when each time a baptism were set, many of the leaders of the church would come to encourage me to be baptized, but I would often turn them down.
我去求道的动机就是昨天讲过的，就是啊，这个患难、困苦、什么灾难、悲伤的时候，欢喜、快乐，要求这个。The
only reason that I seek the truth is because I want to find joy in my times of tribulation.
在梦中也没有想到我要做一个基督徒的。But
I have never dreamt of becoming a Christian.
所以到了应该要受洗的时候啊，有这两个问题。 我是独生子啊，需要拜祖宗啊。我是跟我村庄的那个神明啊有父子关系啊，这个要怎么解决
？So when it's when it comes for time for me to be baptized, I face two problems. One is that I am the only son. I need to carry on the family name, and therefore I need to worship my ancestors. The second problem is that I am the son of the village god. So what can I do?
有这个关系呢, 我再拖了好几个月。
It's because of these two problems that I delayed my baptism for a few months.
等到圣灵啊, 一一把我这个问题解决了。
I waited until the Holy Spirit has solved my problems.
怎么解决呢? 说来话长。
How did the Holy Spirit solve my problem? It's a very long story. I can't tell you today.
我写了两篇文章登在圣灵报，你们有兴趣召集的那个圣灵报，你们不知道能够拿到没有，可以看一看。
The story is written in the Spirit and Holy Spirit monthly, and you can look for it in the early issues.
我跟那个神的父子关系啊，我写了一篇我所认识的真神。
Regarding to my problem being the son of the village gods, I have written another essay about it, and it's titled "The True God That I Know."
圣灵启示我什么才是真神，什么是假神。
The Holy Spirit has revealed to me which is a true God and which is a false God.
那是我认识原来可以做我的父亲的那假神。
And so I finally knew with regards to worshipping ancestors, the Holy Spirit revealed to me that that is just a tradition and a custom.
那不是你真的父母啦，祖宗回来享受你的这些祭品。
But it's not your real ancestors who have come back to enjoy the food that you offer.
而这个风俗习惯也有好的，也有不好的。And
traditions and customs have two aspects, the good ones and the bad ones.
圣灵启示我拜祖宗, 这个并不是什么好的习惯。
The Holy Spirit revealed to me that worshipping ancestors is not a good tradition.
明白了之后，我才在那一年47年的11月秋季的灵会啊。
So when the Holy Spirit has revealed these truths to me, I received baptism in 1958 in November. And I have to walk a long way to the church to receive baptism.
神还带领，要报名受洗啊，才中断，让他们来找我，看我为什么没有去受洗来找我。And
it's during this baptism that the leaders of the church have to come to me to ask me why I didn't receive baptism.
当我受洗完了之后，台中教会星期三，每星期三都有见证会。
After my baptism, every Wednesday night in the Taichung Church, we used to have testimony sessions.
负责人呢就叫我，有资格见证，叫我就见证。And
the coordinators of the church request me to give a testimony.
到受洗完，我就有七个晚上啊，星期三的晚上啊，做了七个晚上的见证。
So for 7 nights, I made 7 testimonies.
所以我的见证说来话长了。
So my testimonies are very long.
那么信主40多年，以后的这个见证更多了。
I've believed in the Lord for over 40 years, and my testimonies are numerous.
不过今天只不过是说这个圣灵给我的能力。
But today I just want to testify to you the power that the Holy Spirit has given me.
假如我没有先得圣灵，恐怕我也不会受洗信主的。And
if the Holy Spirit hasn't came upon me prior to my baptism, I believe I would never baptized.
请看这个罗马书8章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
Romans 8:1.
Romans chapter 8, verse 1.
8:1, 如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。第二节，因为赐生命圣灵的律啊。 在基督耶稣里释放了我所脱离罪和死的律。圣灵有这个力量呢，但是我们因为圣灵不充满啊，没有得到这个力量啊，实在是很可惜的。
The Holy Spirit has the power to set us free from sin and death. And when we have not been filled with the Holy Spirit, it is a pity.
圣灵啊，可以赐给我们生命的永远生命的律啊，律大概解释做力量就好了，有这个能力啊。
The Holy Spirit also has the power to give us life.
那么借着信耶稣，接受到宝血的洗礼，我们就被洗干净，从罪释放了。
When we were baptized, we have been set free from sin and death.
因为我们洗礼呀，有圣灵在那运行啊，所以昨天讲过这个晚上葡萄园的晚上讲过啊，变成红红的主耶稣宝血，而且并得到医治啦等等的这种力量出来。
And during baptism, the Holy Spirit will move among members, and therefore we sometimes see the water turned into blood red, and we also hear testimonies of people being healed after baptism.
因此，借着圣灵的能力呢，就使我能够脱离罪和死的约束。
Hence, it is also through the power of the Holy Spirit that we are set free from sin and death.
过去我们被罪啊捆绑啊，所以要死，要永死，这个死是永死啊。
In the past, we were being bound by sin and death, and this death is eternal death.
今天借着圣灵的能力，我就能脱离这个罪，因此我就能得永生。
And today is through the power of the Holy Spirit that we have been released from our sin and death.
圣灵不但是我们将来进天国得天国基业的凭据啊，在今生啊能够赐给我们这些力量。
Not only is the Holy Spirit an evidence of our inheritance, but it can also give us strength in our present day life.
但是可惜，很多弟兄姊妹啊不被圣灵充满，没有办法体会到啊这种圣灵的力量。
Unfortunately, many brothers and sisters have not felt the Holy Spirit filling them. Therefore, they were unable to experience this power.
还没得到圣灵的人，当然不必说了，那这个更不行了，更没有力量了。
We don't have to mention those who have yet to receive the Holy Spirit. They're even more powerless.
但得到圣灵的人，如果还不发出圣灵的力量来呢，那个也很可惜了。
And it is a pity for those who have received the Holy Spirit but have yet to experience this power.
所以我很盼望最后一天的今天的灵恩会要下决心来得圣灵。
So I encourage those that you be determined to pray for the Holy Spirit in this last day.
你认识圣灵的重要的话，那一定会立志决心下决心来求圣灵。
If you realize the importance of the Holy Spirit, you will be determined to pray for the Holy Spirit.
如果你像保罗或者像我尝到这个罪的痛苦
If you are like me or like Paul, you have tasted the bitterness of sin.
如果你感觉我真是苦谁能救我脱离这个歧视呢？因为罪而永死的这个力量呢，如果你体会到这个圣灵这个力量，会屈服。
If you have tasted the bitterness of sin, and you felt that you are wretched, then you should pray. You should all the more be determined to pray for the Holy Spirit, which will set you free.
那即使你得到圣灵了，还没有感觉发出这种圣灵的力量来了，这个还是不够，要求圣灵的充满。
If you have received the Holy Spirit and you felt that you have not experienced this power, then you should be determined to pray for the Holy Spirit to fill you up.
那么什么叫做圣灵的充满呢?
What does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
我们普通看某一个弟兄祷告的时候身体震动得很厉害或者这个灵言很大声很响亮以为这个是圣灵充满。
Usually, when we see others pray, we see them shaking violently, and their speaking in tongue loudly, we always assume that they are filled with the Holy Spirit.
如果这个可以说是圣灵充满吗？只不过是外表上的充满。
If you think this is filled, being this, these people are filled with the Holy Spirit, it's only on an outside appearance.
外表上的充满呢，没有多大价值。
And there is nothing to these outward appearance.
倒是从里面，内心里面呢，发出一种力量来。
But rather, what goes on inside, internally, that should be a power that wells up.
从腹中啊，流出活水的江河来。
That from your belly, that should well up some living water.
可以弃恶为善，以前做不得善，行得来，以前改不掉的毛病改得掉。
The strength.
这种得到圣灵的力量。
The strength that comes from within you is able to change you from evil to good, and to forsake all your bad habits. This is what is known by filled with the Holy Spirit.
那这样才能算是被圣灵充满的。
Only then it is you are considered filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，只有外表上震动很大，这个灵量很大呀，这个、还不算充满。
So, violent shaking and speaking in tongue loudly does not mean you are filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵没有在你里面改变你，让你重生，让你更新，那不算充满。
If the Holy Spirit is not in you, regenerating you and renewing you, then you are not filled with the Holy Spirit.
那么我们来看一些这个圣灵充满的使徒啦、圣徒的情况。就知道什么叫做圣灵充满。
Let us study the Holy Spirit filling the apostles and the disciples to know what is meant by filling with the Holy Spirit.
我们看彼得吧。
Let's take a look at Peter.
彼得啊，虽然立志由得他不会否认主要跟主死。说到这个大话呀，其实到的时候他三次否认主的软弱的人、胆怯的人。
Peter once said that he would follow the Lord Jesus till the end, but he had denied Jesus three times. This shows that he is in fact a coward.
但是五旬节那一天呢、啊，他得到圣灵之后完全改变了，他不是懦弱的胆怯的人了。
But we see that on the day of the Pentecost, when he received the Holy Spirit, he has changed. He was no longer a coward.
所以他得到圣灵之后，这个《使徒行传》第二章十四节开始啊，彼得就勇敢的在耶路撒冷那里宣扬耶稣就是救主。
So after Peter had received the Holy Spirit, he stood up bravely. To the crowds, and he proclaimed that Jesus is the Savior.
所以借着圣灵的能力啊，感动当时的听众啊，那一天就有3000人受洗。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit, he moved the people of Jerusalem, and on that particular day, 3,000 were baptized.
能够一场讲道啊，就能够使3000人受洗啊，这个不是彼得原来自己的能力做得来的啦。
One speech from Peter had aroused 3,000 to be baptized. This is not by the power of Peter himself.
那看到以后的这些情况啊，就可以认识彼得完全是不同的两个人。
If you read on the stories of Peter, you will find that he seems to have changed into another being.
约翰福音这个第四章
Let's turn to John chapter 4
第八节
John chapter 4 verse 8
约翰福音这个使徒行传第四章对不起
Sorry
使徒行传第四章第八节
It's Acts chapter 4 verse 8
那时彼得被圣灵充满这时候彼得是被圣灵充满充满的表现在哪里呢
It says here Peter is filled with the Holy Spirit, but how can we tell?
第九节他就说，市民的官夫和长老啊，倘若今日因为在残疾人身上所行的善事啊，查问我们他是什么得了痊愈。第十节
Verse 9, verse 10,
你们众人和以色列百姓啊，都当知道站在你们面前的这个人得痊愈啊，是因为你们所定十字架神叫他从死里复活的拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名宣扬，勇敢的宣扬耶稣基督的名。
Here Peter bravely proclaimed the name of Jesus Christ.
甚至于继续说，他是你们匠人所弃的石头啊，但是已经成了房角的头块石头。十二节。
Verse 11, verse 12.
勇敢的阐明，耶稣就是唯一的救主。
He bravely said that Jesus is the only Savior.
除他以外，别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名。我们可以靠着拯救啊，宣扬耶稣是唯一的救主，独一的救主。
Peter proclaimed that Jesus is the one and only Savior.
这个时候，他已经不怕死了。
So at this point, he no longer feared death.
十三节说他们见了彼得和约翰的胆量，这个时候不是胆怯了，他有很胆量和你勇气的。又看出他们原是没有学问的小民，就感觉稀奇。
Verse 13 says that they saw the boldness of Peter and John.
所以一个人得到圣灵之后啊，应该要有所改变。
When a person receives the Holy Spirit, there should be some change.
借着圣灵的能力来改变你。
And to be changed through the power of the Holy Spirit.
不然的话，枉费你得到圣灵。
Otherwise, it will be a shame. You have received the Holy Spirit vainly.
看三十一节。
Let's read 31, verse
31. 四章三十一节。
Chapter 4, verse 31.
当时门徒同心祷告啊，完了之后呢，聚会的地方都震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。这里又说，被圣灵充满，使徒们放胆讲论神的道。连这个聚会的地方都能震动啊，力量这么大的。
We see that in verse 31, the disciples were praying, and the place where they were gathered was shaken, and we see how great the power of the Holy Spirit indeed is.
我们再来看看保罗吧。
Now let's look at Paul.
使徒行传十三章第九节。
Acts chapter 13, verse 9.
使徒行传十三章第九节。
Acts chapter 13, verse 9.
从第八节看吧。
Let's start from verse 8.
只是那行法术的一律嘛，这名翻出来就是行法术的意思，抵挡使徒，要叫方伯啊不信真道。第九节。
Nine.
扫罗又名保罗啊，被圣灵充满。这里写了保罗圣灵充满的情形定睛看他说，你这充满各样诡诈奸恶魔鬼的儿子，众善的仇敌，你混乱主的正道还不止住吗？十一节。
11.
现在主的手加在你身上，你要瞎眼，暂且不见绿光，他的眼睛立刻昏蒙黑暗。按照保罗所说这一句话，他真的眼睛啊立刻昏蒙黑暗了，四下里要求人拉着手捂领他了，变成瞎子了。你看力量大不大。
And according to what Paul has said, the magician immediately went blind and he needed people to lead him by the hand.
所以被圣灵充满的传道者啊，有医病赶鬼的能力。
And a preacher who is filled with the Holy Spirit has a power to heal and a power to cast out demons.
因此方伯看见所做的这个事啊，就很稀奇主的道，信了。连方伯都因此看到这个神迹而来相信了，有这个力量的。
And in verse 12 it says the proconsul believed when he saw what had occurred.
这个行神迹的力量啊啊，就是证实所传的道。而能够使人相信传福音的这个力量，这个能力， 真正的这个圣灵充满着能力。
The power of the Holy Spirit is, is strong enough to let others believe that the words you have said are true.
那再来看一个吧。巴拿巴，使徒行传十一章二十四节。
Let's do Acts chapter 11 verse 24. Let's study Barnabas.
十一章二十四节。
Chapter 11 verse 24.
这巴拿巴原是一个好人，被圣灵充满，大有信心，也是许有于是有许多人归服了主。巴拿巴的圣灵充满的情况啊，使他大有信心。
And because Barnabas was filled with the Holy Spirit, he was a man of faith.
而他的讲道也很有能力吧，所以有许多人归服了主。
He delivered sermons of power, and therefore a large company was added to the Lord.
这个就是圣灵充满的表现，圣灵充满的力量。
We see that as a result of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以什么叫做圣灵充满呢？就能够表现出圣灵的能力来。
So what does it mean by filled with the Holy Spirit that you can reveal the power of the Holy Spirit?
只有外表震动很大啦，灵言很响亮啦，这还不算圣灵充满。
The body shaking violently and speaking loudly in tongue does not mean that you are filled with the Holy Spirit.
好，这节讲到这里吧，休息一下。
Let's take a break.
默祷。
Let's pray in silence.